Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I'm a delivery driver for a local pizza joint. I turned 17 just a couple months ago and decided to get a job just to get some money and have some work experience. This seemed like one of the easier jobs, and better than standing around behind a counter being bored all day. Every night did sort of feel the same though, often even driving the same routes and delivering to the same houses for all the regular customers. Only nights that felt different were the weekends, because a lot of random people would order, and our store would offer delivery until 2 a.m, so I worked extra late. This was on a Saturday. There was a decent-sized storm overhead, which in a lot of other jobs, I'm sure it meant the day would be slower. However, not with this job. People didn't want to go out, so they had more incentive to order for delivery. At least I made good money on tips, though.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It stayed very busy all the way until 11 or 12-ish. Then it finally died off a bit. I actually had time to walk into the shop and take a break while we had no orders. I never really had anyone to talk to, though. All the other guys at the shop were older, like 30s or 40s, except for a few college kids that weren't working that night. So, of course, when the next order came in, they sent me out to deliver it, even though the other delivery guy had been hanging around the shop talking for a whole hour. I just did my job, though, taking the order and getting in my car. It was to a street name I didn't recognize, but the GPS said it was 20 minutes away. I figured I'd drop it off, then take the long way back, just to kill time and maybe not have to do any more deliveries for the night. I started heading over. As you'd expect, by this time of night, almost nobody was on the roads. In this context, it seems kind of eerie, but at the time, I always found it calming. The neighborhood this house was in was pretty standard for houses around here. It was mostly wooded, houses far back in the trees with long driveways connecting to the street. Nothing too secluded for our town. But I guess compared to the kind of homes most people live in, these would seem like they were way out there. I turned down the driveway and parked at the end in front of the house. It was a large, older home with not a single light on. But as I was getting the pizza ready and about to get out, I saw a curtain move upstairs, like someone had just been watching me out the window. I see that a lot, actually, while doing deliveries, for obvious reasons. But this time, it felt a little more creepy, because I couldn't actually see them, since it was so dark in there. I got out anyway, and started walking up to the porch, and was quickly confused. There was another box left right on the porch. A pizza box, from a different local shop that I'd only heard of a few times before. I didn't see any cars leaving the driveway, or even in the neighborhood as I pulled in. So it must have been there for a while, which was kinda weird. Even looked like the box was soggy, like all the moisture in the air from the rain had seeped into it already. I stepped around it and knocked on the door. I needed the payment, so I couldn't just drop off the pizza. I heard something shift in the house as soon as I knocked, and then it went quiet. Didn't hear anything for a whole minute. And then I knocked on the door again. This time, it stayed quiet. I knew someone was in there, So after a minute, I pulled my phone out and called the number on the order. Few seconds later, I heard a phone ringing inside the house. It sounded like it was just on the other side of the door, like someone was standing right behind it. But still, no one opened up. I was very confused, because I knew I'd seen someone looking from the window upstairs, and now with the phone. Surely someone was in there and had ordered the pizza. I was starting to get a really uncomfortable and eerie feeling. I thought about just leaving the pizza on top of the other one, and leaving, when suddenly a voice called out from just behind the front door.
"Door's broken. Bring it around to the side porch."
It was a woman's voice, but it had a harsh, gravelly sound to it. I took a couple steps back, then walked around the house. There wasn't an overhang on the side of the house, so I had to walk through the rain with nothing to keep me or the pizza dry. Around the house, there was a side door that looked really worn and unused. If the other door really was broken, wouldn't this one look like it'd been used? I mean, there were even cobwebs or spider webs and dirt all over it, and the outdoor light above it wasn't even working. I stood there for maybe 30 seconds, already getting soaked. I didn't hear anything inside the house, though. No footsteps coming up to the door or anything. I started looking around, getting an intense feeling that something was watching me. I could barely see anything without the house lights on. This feeling grew worse over the next 30 seconds, and I just knew something was seriously wrong about this. I dropped the pizza box and made a run for my car, getting in and leaving right away. During the drive back to work, I thought the other pizza box on the porch might have been the other delivery guy, having had something similar happen. He probably knew better, or had seen something else, that told him to just get out of there. So with whatever plan those people had not working out with the first delivery guy, they had to order again from a different pizza shop. Clearly, they didn't care about the pizza anyway, leaving it out there on the porch, despite being home. The only problem is I just can't figure out what the plan really was. Best theory I've come up with is that she wasn't alone. Someone else was there, maybe out in the trees, and bringing me to the side of the house would be sure there were no witnesses to whatever was going to happen next. I actually still work at the same pizza shop, but never have had anything happen even close to as disturbing as that. I hope I never will. This was during a road trip I was on from a small town in Maine all the way out to the Midwest. Let's just say there was a situation going on with my family that I felt warranted me to go out and visit for a while. So this whole trip wasn't well planned, and typically I wouldn't even drive, I'd just fly out there. But anyway, on my second day I realized I was falling behind a bit. Guess all the gas station stops, meals, and just resting took up more time than I thought. So I tried to make up for it by driving further into the night.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I was already in the part of the Midwest where there's basically nothing. Just straight, flat, and empty roads for miles on end. The rain came in slowly, eventually ramping up to a full-on wind and thunderstorm by the time it was dark out. I actually enjoy driving in the rain, but at night and in the middle of nowhere, not so much. Got bad enough, I pulled off at the next rest stop to see if it would slow down a bit before continuing the drive. I don't know much about rest stops, or have many to compare it to, but I thought this one was fairly decent. It was quiet, aside from the rain. No cars or trucks. And when I ran in to use the restroom, it was clean and nice. I got back in my car and sat the seat back, waiting for a while. No idea how long, because at some point I passed out. I woke up what I think was an hour-ish later to a bright flash followed by the car shaking and a huge lightning strike bursting my eardrums. I sat up and checked the time, 12:05 a.m. Then I looked around. Still, no cars were out there, and the storm had gotten even worse. Or maybe it just seemed that way, because it was so loud. The more I started to wake up and listened, I started thinking it was way too loud, like something was off about it. I looked behind my seat and froze for a moment. One of the back doors was open. The one on the passenger side just left slightly cracked open. Water was dripping onto the seats, and that whole side was soaked, so it had been open for a while. I didn't know how the hell that was possible. No way. I drove for hours with it open, and I never opened it while I was at the rest stop. And obviously, no way it opened on its own. I did a double take, looking around the parking lot again, but there wasn't a single person or car or anything out there. My heart rate started spiking as I got out and quickly closed the door, then got back in. I was sure I'd likely left my car unlocked after getting out to use the restroom when I got there, being distracted by the storm and everything. But who opened my car door? And from the looks of it, nothing was missing. It's like someone just came around, saw I was sleeping, opened the door quietly and got in, then just left, probably not wanting to wake me up by slamming the door closed. I don't know what really happened while I was asleep, but I was way too creeped out to stay. I turned the car on and drove back onto the highway. It was still dangerous to be driving in this weather, but I just needed to get to another place to pull off at. I drove 20 minutes, thinking the whole time about how creepy and strange this whole thing was, before finding a gas station. It was alone, just off the highway, and I genuinely have no clue if it was closed for the night or vacant, but I figured it didn't matter. I wasn't going to be there long, and definitely wasn't falling asleep again. Just needed to wait for the storm to pass. I parked right in front of the building. The place was about as unsettling as you're probably thinking. All the lights were off, and with the rain pouring down, I could barely see anything that wasn't directly in front of my headlights. I didn't have any service out there, so I couldn't do much on my phone. I locked the doors and just sat there and stared at the fog and rain. Only 20-ish minutes went by, when I felt myself spacing out and looked around again to keep my mind occupied. And that's when I saw another car. It was parked only a couple spaces away from me. Dark black with tinted windows and all of its headlights off. I never saw it pull in. I had to wonder if this was someone following me, even though I'd never seen them before. Two really strange occurrences in the middle of nowhere during a storm seemed like a really big coincidence. Almost too big. I stared at their car for a minute, as if somehow it would help me figure out what they were doing here. But the sudden sound of the back door handle getting pulled startled me. I spun around and saw a figure standing by the window. He moved away right when he saw me looking at him. I immediately started freaking out, trying to see where he went. The guy sort of disappeared somewhere behind my car, and I couldn't see or hear anything. But this whole thing basically confirmed I'd been followed, seeing as he tried to open the same door as before. Thank God I locked it this time. I fumbled around for a second, flustered and trying to think straight, messing with the headlights to see if there was some way to light up the darkness behind the car. While I was doing this, I started to hear, but also feel, thumps against the back of my car. He was definitely still there, hitting my car, or doing something. I finally came to my senses and just put it in drive. As I pulled out, I couldn't even see the guy. I drove just about 2 hours to a small town that I could report it to, and that's where I also checked the back of my car. There were scratches, dents, and pry marks on the trunk. It looked like they'd used a knife or something sharp to try to force the trunk open. I don't know if he was trying to get what was inside or if he was trying to get inside. Assuming this was the same guy, if he were just trying to rob me, wouldn't he have done it while I was sleeping and when he opened the door at the rest stop? I really have no idea what happened. All I know is it scared the shit out of me, and could have been a whole lot worse. This happened just under 2 years ago. I was a park ranger for a large wilderness area that I'm not going to specify to remain anonymous, but it wasn't a commonly visited forest though. A lot of other areas in the state were way more popular, even though the one I worked under was very large and dense. But with little visitation, the number of working park rangers was really low.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join, shop your favorite brands, and save. Target, Instacart, Expedia, Macy's, Sephora, CVS, the list is long. Save online, in-store, and at over 22,000 restaurants. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose PayPal, check, Bilt points, or cash out with gift cards. Eligible American Express card members can choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. Terms and conditions apply. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, order dessert. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
My job varied, but often I'd be trekking up to campsites, keeping the forest clean, or occasionally doing search and rescues for hikers needing aid. Because people were allowed overnight camping and backpacking, our park always had several rangers working the graveyard shift just in case anything were to happen. I worked a lot of in-between shifts, usually getting off around midnight to sometimes 3 or 4 in the morning. This day, I had spent most of the afternoon at a campground in a remote area of the park, cleaning it up and ensuring it was safe and well-maintained. I had taken an ATV a good portion of the way down the trail, before it got more rugged and steep, and hiked the rest of the way to the campgrounds. While I was there, I didn't see any other tents or people set up at the camp. It was just me. I left just after the sun had gone down, hiking in the dark back to my ATV, then riding it carefully back down to the lodge, where I was stationed at. The lodge was no more than a small cabin, with a wood stove and a desk with a heavy-duty radio to contact other rangers or authorities with. An hour after I got there, rain started coming down. We got storms pretty often here, so this was nothing out of the ordinary. I brewed a coffee and sat at the desk, taking notes of the campground conditions I was just at. A couple hours passed, when the radio suddenly clicked on and a ranger's voice came through, asking if I was there. I picked it up and asked what he needed. The ranger asked if I had seen someone at the campground I was at earlier. I said I didn't see anyone, not even a tent or sign of anyone having been there recently. There was a long 30-second pause before he responded. His voice sounded reluctant, saying he might need me to go back out there and take a look around. He seemed not too worried about it, but supposedly the ranger station had gotten a satellite SOS ping from someone, and the location of it was on the trail I was just on. I, of course, was the closest one. The other rangers were at least an hour away, so I was on my own for this one. He mentioned he didn't get any text or anything, though, and usually when we get an SOS alert without any follow-up messages or responses, it's just an accident. Sometimes the buttons on those little devices get clicked while in someone's backpack without them knowing, but it's always best just to check it out in case there is a problem. Unfortunately, this time it happened to happen on a night it was pouring out. I grabbed my radio, raincoat, a headlamp, and a heavy flashlight, then left the lodge and started walking. ATV was no use in weather like this. It would have gotten stuck before even making it to the trail. I confirmed with the other ranger where the general location of the ping came from, and he said it was 2 miles up the trail, but because it was only one ping, they didn't know which direction they were going in. The walk took almost 45 minutes, which, given the conditions, was fairly quick. But I did get worried about if someone was out here walking around, maybe an inexperienced hiker or something, because even with my high-powered headlamp and flashlight, and familiarity with the trail, it was incredibly difficult to navigate the forest through this storm. The trail was hard to keep track of, and definitely without proper clothing, this could be really dangerous. When I was in the area, I shined my light all around, still continuing to walk along the trail. And suddenly, when I moved my flashlight across the forest, someone was standing there. It nearly gave me a heart attack, because he was really close, just 10 feet off the trail. The man was completely soaked, with long hair hanging down, not even wearing a rain jacket or anything. He looked delirious, but also concerned. I yelled through the rain, saying I was a ranger, and asking if he was okay. He didn't respond, standing there in the storm and staring at me. It was then I noticed he had no gear on him. I didn't even see the satellite messenger, which, if he was the one using it, I would have thought it was clipped onto his backpack or in his hand or something. I waved for him to come toward me and get back onto the trail, telling him my lodge was just a few miles down. But suddenly, he just bolted deeper into the forest. He was out of sight within 10 seconds, entirely lost to the darkness and the rain. I quickly pulled out my walkie and let the other ranger know that I'd found someone, and of the condition they were in. And this was kind of the point where I had to decide whether to try to follow him out there, which is pretty dangerous, or to wait on the trail. I stood unsure for a couple minutes, talking to the other ranger on the walkie and trying to figure out what to do. There was a chance this guy really was in need of help. Maybe he had been lost for a while and was just delirious and paranoid. But during the couple minutes I was talking to the ranger, at some point he abruptly said, "Hold on." I waited a minute, and when he came back, he said he got another SOS ping from the same device and around the same area. He said it was just a quarter mile east of the last ping. That was directly where I saw the man running into the forest. It had to be him, but why the hell did he run away just to call for help again, now further off the trail? I walked a little ways in, trying to get my flashlight to reach a little farther. This was honestly the first time in my career being out there that I'd been shaken up, enough so to question whether I could do my job. I had this feeling that if I didn't help, I'd be reprimanded, especially if it turned out the call really was someone needing help. I thought either he was delirious and scared, or maybe the guy was trying to lead me to the person that sent the SOS call. So I kept walking in, not really feeling like I had a choice. I walked for 5 minutes, shining my light everywhere and genuinely scared of what I'd find. I kept seeing the image of the guy standing there in the trees, and every time I thought about it, it made my stomach tighten up. And then, after a while, my flashlight caught something sitting on the ground. A small device, glowing dimly, more so reflecting the light from my flashlight back toward me. I immediately recognized what it was. A Garmin satellite messenger. I knew it because it was the typical ones that hikers go out with, and has a pretty recognizable orange color and shape. Just when I thought, where was the person using it, I heard footsteps sprinting up to my right. I moved my flashlight over and saw that same guy barreling toward me. Not like he needed help, but like he was gonna tackle me to the ground. He was so committed that even after I moved aside, he stumbled to the ground, still trying to grab onto me. I froze for a second, somehow still unsure what the hell was going on, before he started getting up, and all it took was one clear look into his eyes to get me to start running away. His eyes almost looked lifeless, like he was in a fugue state, but they had this eerie darkness in them. Hard to describe, but I knew the guy was dangerous and definitely had been using the SOS signal just to kite me out there alone. Probably even saw me on the trail earlier, knowing I'd be coming out there alone. I ran for longer than I ever had, sliding and tumbling down some parts of the trail. I used my walkie to tell the other ranger that I thought it was all a setup, and eventually got back to my lodge, locking myself in. It still took another 10 minutes for the ranger to make it, and another 40 for an actual officer to arrive. Due to the severity of the storm, and possible danger that I ran into out there, the whole search was put off until the morning, when it was still raining, but the visibility was a lot better. They found the messenger right where I'd last seen it, but no one was around. The guy I'd seen out there was gone.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What really gets me is he didn't look like he had anything, let alone a safety satellite messenger, which makes me wonder where he got it from, or who he got it from. Those things are pretty expensive, so if he didn't have any other hiking or backpacking gear, it'd be really strange if that was the only thing he had. But I worked there for a while after that, and nothing ever came up. No more sightings of him, and no unreported SOS calls. I left almost exactly a year after it had happened, I guess never fully recovering mentally from it, constantly thinking about that night over and over. I just know I was really close to something horrible, and the thought of being out there again if something similar were to happen was terrifying. I don't think there ever will be, because the whole thing was swept under the rug, but if there is an update, I'll let you know.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.